Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, and now for something completely different. While pro football playoff weather can be anything but predictable at times, some climatic events have led to legendary contests and factored into outcomes on the field. We get that story from USDA's Rod Bain.
Most famous, the 1967 Ice Bowl.
The Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys. Temperatures near minus 15 degrees Fahrenheit.
And a wind chill near negative 50 degrees. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey explaining where the frozen tundra moniker for Green Bay's Lambeau Field originated. A game so cold, receivers kept their hands in their pockets during run plays. The field heating system malfunctioned. The referee's whistle froze. And players' tongues stuck to goalposts.
Duck.
Wait, wrong film.
As we moved into the early 80s, there were some memorably cold games, but one that really stands out, the so-called Freezer Bowl game between San Diego and Cincinnati, played in Cincinnati. When you think about a game like that, that just sounds like a complete and total mismatch when you take a warm weather team like San Diego and put them in a place where the wind chill is below minus 50 degrees Fahrenheit.
Considering San Diego overcame 88-degree high temperatures at game time the previous week to claim the duel in Miami. In Cincinnati, half the stadium left at halftime of that 1981 AFC Championship game, with the Bengals well in command. A common thread in both the Ice Bowl and Freezer Bowl, Green Bay Hall of Fame offensive lineman and Cincinnati head coach Forrest Gregg.
We won both of them. Feels great.
One of the other notable games, at least in my memory, was the NFL divisional playoff game between Chicago and Philadelphia. It was played in Chicago 1988, the Fog Bowl. Now, the game started off innocuously enough, temperatures in the 20s, sunny skies, but fog rolled in off Lake Michigan, consumed the stadium for the rest of the game.
Making the call to play on, NFL Hall of Fame referee Jim Tunney.
As long as I could see and the officials could see both goalposts, why we felt the game was playable, and we kept under that condition all the time.
Yet most fans in the stands, broadcasters in the booths, viewers at home, saw little, if anything, of on-field action the remainder of the game. The fog also limited the view and the barbed comments of two feuding head coaches across the field, Chicago's Mike Ditka and Philadelphia's Buddy Ryan.
And a lot of colorful language when that happened. This is Inside Agriculture. Enjoy the NFL playoffs and the college national championships. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here on Inside Agriculture.